You are listening to BensTorah.com.
There's a mitzvah saseh d'orais of tefillah, and there's a big machlokas, you all know, from when you, when you're in first year based medrash, you learn there's a big machlokas, Rambam and Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, if the mitzvah saseh of davening is a mitzvah of every day or not. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah saseh d'orais to daven every day. And the Ramban says, no, it's only a mitzvah be'es tzara. Well, if it's an eis tzara, then that means the mitzvahs I say d'oraisa to daven according to all the shitas. So there is chal on us now a mitzvahs I say d'oraisa to daven l'chol hadeis. So it's very important that we should be cognizant of that l'fachot to realize that we have a mitzvahs I say d'oraisa to daven. But I would like to talk about the next step, and that is, and this is a shir that I've given years ago. I don't remember at which point, in which situation that Klal Yisrael were facing, but it's a pasuk in Baalosha that says explicitly a mitzvah. And it's curious that I don't really know anyone who has fulfilled this mitzvah. I do know one place, I'll tell you in a minute, where I did see this fulfilled once in my life. V'chisavo milchama ba'artzechem, if you have some milchama in your land, al hatzar hatzoreschem, on an enemy who's attacking you, black on white, pasukin chumash, you shall blow chatzotzos. And thereby, v'nis kartelef ne'ashem elokeichem, you'll be remembered, v'noshatim, and saved me'avechem from your enemies. So in case you're not sure if that's, I mean, I think that's pretty explicit, but the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah, of course, to blow chatzotzos on Yomim Tov. V'vechein, the Rambam continues, when at moments of need, when we have to cry out to Hashem. And here Amram understands that's not just during Milchama. And he says only the Torah is always talking about Milchama, as the Pasuk says, but the Rambam broadens it not just to Milchama, to other tzaros that require us to daven. Well, if we just start off that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa for us to daven l'chol hadeis, and it is a Milchama, no question there is right now, it's Sar HaTzor Eschem in Eretz Echem. So there should be no shaila at all that there would be an obligation, Mida Oraisa, to blow the Chatzrotzos. So that's in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam Paskin is the same thing in the Yad HaChazaka, which we're not going to go into. But let's jump, forget the Rambam. Let's try go straight to the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tainus, in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchas Tainus. We'll see what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Kolir, sheesh bat tzara mikol elu, a whole list of various tzaras that a city might face. Osahir, that city, maybe not neighboring cities, but Osahir mis'ana, stafes, v'zoakin, cries out b'tfilo, mis'chana, masriyan b'shofar. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins not to use a chatzor tzeres, but a shofar, that's an aspect of the sigur we're not going to go into, but to blow shofar until ad shetavra hatzara. That's as far as the locations that are under duress, and all of the neighboring cities, v'chosav yoseha, they only fast but don't blow shofar, but rather they daven for the place that's in danger. Now, that being said, we could argue that maybe in America, it's not that we are in direct line of fire, excuse me, from Iran, and therefore perhaps we don't have an obligation to blow shofar, but anyone in Eretz Yisrael is in the direct line of fire, whether you're in Bnei Brak or Bnei Brak, Tel Aviv, Yerushalayim, Tveria, Be'er Sheva, all those places are indeed in the line of fire, in the crosshairs of the Iranian desires to destroy us, and therefore there should be a chiv mitzvah asei d'oraisa to blow at least shofros as an accompaniment with the tefillah that we are obligated midorais to daven. And if you're wondering why don't we do that, well, you're not the first. The Magen Avraham, on that Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Tainios, quotes the Ram that says, mitzvah say d'oraisa, and it's either a shofar, he points out it could be either a shofar or a chatzotzer. And the Magen Avraham concludes, I don't understand, why don't we do this nowadays? Vani tameya. I wonder, lama ein ananoagil isko beis tzara. Even if we say that there's the regular official halacha of Tanis Tzibur, if you learn Maseches Tanis, there's a very specific structure called Tanis Tzibur, which we don't do nowadays, where they actually add six brachos to the middle of Shemona Esrei. I've never seen that in my whole life. We don't do that. We don't do it in Bavel, apparently. But even without the din of Tanis Tzibur that perhaps at a certain point Chazal added on or would add, those additional tefillos and Shemoneh Esrei, which okay, we don't do that. But nevertheless, there's a step. That's all the Rabbanans. But we're talking about halomi daraisa mitzvah liskoa even below tainis. So mitzvah asei daraisa. What happens to mitzvah asei daraisa? So you could argue, okay, not a chutzla, it's fine. But we're not talking about chutzla. I'm talking about Eretz Yisrael. The tzara is in Eretz Yisrael. Why are the people, at least of Eretz Yisrael, why don't they blow? So the Mishnah Brura was bothered by this question. He gives an answer, and I will ask you, gentlemen, if you think that this answer still applies bizman hazeh. Look at what the Mishnah Brura says. Hold on one second. I just have to adjust my screens for a second. Good morning, Safrir. Good morning. So if you look at what the Mishnah Brura says, v'yesha kasvu, he's trying to answer up this question. Why don't we blow show at least the shofar, if not chatzotzo, is in a time of war or in a time that we're in danger. V'yesha kasvu, de'efsha, de'af be'eretz Yisrael. No, it doesn't apply anymore. Dafka kishahoya tachas rishusenu. And in 1930, the Mishnah of Chafetz Chaim said that Eretz Yisrael is certainly not underneath our reign, our dominion, and therefore that mitzvah of blowing shofar doesn't apply. So where do you see, first of all, where does he get it from? I'm not even talking about does it apply nowadays, but where does the Mishnah Brura see that this mitzvah saseh daraisa of Eretz, okay, ba'aretz Chem, maybe that's the deal. Look at the pasuk, k'b'chisavo milchama ba'aretz Chem. So not just that means Eretz Yisrael, maybe it means that, and it's your land. But what, gentlemen, that was a good answer, maybe, not even a great answer, but maybe it was an answer in 1930 when the Mishnah Brura was written. But nowadays, Baruch Hashem, Hod Hashem Kitov, it is Eretz Yisrael. It is our land. It is Tachas Rishusenu. We are in control of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's not the way we would like it to be. Okay, but that, I don't know if that would change anything. So even the Mishnah Brura's answer to explain why we don't have this mitzvah d'oraisa blowing shofar when we're in trouble, where does it go? Where did it go? Where's the mitzvah say? We're in trouble. So I will tell you one place where I saw it. I was in Eretz Yisrael. I'm trying to think when it was. I don't remember if it was a year and a half ago during the summer or during the winter 2 years ago. And there was some stuff happening. I don't remember what the issue at the time was. And there was a tainus. Maybe it was a regular tainus mincha on, like, I don't know if it was Aser B'Teves. I'm trying to think when I was there. And I went to the Old City. I went to our adopted kollel in the Old City. And many of them daven in the churva. And right near the churva, next to the churva, there's another shul. It's a little tucked away in a corner that tourists don't really know about. It's literally next door to the churva shul. But it's, again, it's tucked in a corner. You can't really find it. You have to go up a set of steps. But all the Old City people know that shul. And I went there for an early mincha. And everybody that had slichas, whatever the tainus was on that day, they said slichas there, and every single person, not every person, but it must have been a dozen people, two dozen people, had their shofar with them, and at certain points in the davening, the shofar was blown, and it was an incredible, it was frightening. When you hear 20 shofars blasting all at the same time, it's actually a terrifying sound. And when they hear in the Psukim and Tanakh that talk about that they tried to scare off the enemies and they blew their shofars as they were stampeding, it's actually a very terrifying sound that I never experienced until I had that experience in the Old City. Again, it was about a year and a half or 2.5 years ago. Whatever, again, I don't remember what the tzara was at the time, but they did this. They fulfilled this din that we're talking about, this mitzvah d'oraisa of whatever tzara that they were facing, of blowing shofros, be'es tzara. And itaka is, it rips your heart apart when you hear all those 20 shofars all together. It was something that, it was really something to behold. I never experienced. So that was the one time in my life I've ever seen it. Other than that, I've never seen this before. The Mishnah Brura's answer doesn't apply anymore because we do have Eretz Yisrael. So there's an Aruch HaShulchan who's also bothered by this. The Aruch HaShulchan says something interesting. If you could see on what I have underlined here, Gemara Sephardim, Gemara Chazan, if you could see that what I have underlined 4 lines down inside this box of the Aruch HaShulchan, Danan Sovrim Kirashi Vahatur, Tekiyos, when do you blow these tekiyos during a tinus? Him b'sof kol bracha u'bracha mehashesh brachas hanosafos. That we incorporate, just like on Rosh Hashanah, we incorporate tekiyos shofar into the musaf. So too, the tekiyos that are supposed to be blown on a tinus sibur, or when we're in a be'es tzara, are supposed to be incorporated into that those extra brachas that they add into Shemona Esrei of the tinus sibur. And therefore, since we don't have a tinus sibur, that special halacha where you add the six brachas into Shemona Esrei, you don't have a tinus sibur in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, we don't have the right place to put the tekiyos. Therefore, we don't blow the tekiyos. You know what it's like? It's like if you don't have you if you want to buy a car, a collector's car, you want to buy a 1951 Porsche, but you don't have a garage to park it in, so you're not going to buy the Porsche, right? So if you don't have a place to put your tekiah shofar for lahavdil, because you're not doing it, you're not doing the brachas that would be the container for the brachas. So if we're not going to do the brachas that are added into Shemona Esrei for a tinus tzibur or in tzara, so let's not blow the shofar either. We don't have the place to put it. Okay, that could be an answer, maybe. But the fourth one, the halacha dalet, if you see on the bottom right of this section, is a better answer. The question is it a reliable answer? Minus the clicklets. Look on the bottom right. Why don't we blow shofars if we're in trouble, if there's a war? V'od nirlani is daiti on the bottom right, halacha dalet. Dehat hasra lo have min haTorah rak bizman habayis. The mitzvah to blow shofar is only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So that definitely, unfortunately, applies. Even though we have Eretz Yisrael, and we don't have the Mishnah Berurah's answer, but we certainly don't have the Beis HaMikdash. But where do you see anywhere that this mitzvah of blowing tekiyos, or chatzotzos, or shofros, when we're being attacked by enemies, should only apply bizman habayis? Says the Aruch HaShulchan on the bottom right, V'teidu l'chashakeni, I'll prove to you that this is correct. According to the Yushalmi that I brought, there's ein chatzotzos rak b'mikdash. V'mkein krod d'chsiv harayosim ha-chatzotzos v'al korchok rak b'zman ha-bayis koi. Apparently, if this pasuk that tells you you have to blow is based on blowing the chatzotzos, and we only have chatzotzos in the base of mikdash, so this whole mitzvah doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. And therefore, even though the screaming out to Hashem, the davening to Hashem is daraisa, but the blowing of the chatzotzos, that would only be in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Now it's interesting because the Aruch HaShulchan is bringing up this answer that the Magen Avraham, 300 years before him, and I'm not trying to compare anybody, but Magen Avraham was, head and shoulders above everybody, myself and presumably the Aruch HaShulchan included. And the Magen Avraham didn't give this answer. So that means the Magen Avraham didn't hold from this answer. Sounds like the other Acharonim who dealt with this question realized, didn't say, oh, it only applies to Bizman HaMikdash. You don't have any sources, really. So that's Aruch HaShulchan's argument, that maybe Bizman HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah, but Bizman HaZeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we don't have to cry out with Chatzotzros.
The Aruch HaShulchan starts off line one. He says that you do it either with chatzotzos or shofar.
Yes.
So once he dilutes it with shofar, then the Mikdash standing goes away because we have shofar nowadays.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to. I'm not sure how to answer that. So Rav Moshe also follows this line of thinking of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, if you hold that it has to be specifically the Chatzotzos, then maybe we don't have Chatzotzos, only the Chatzotzos of the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. Now these are. There's another Mahalach, that Rav Nosson Gestetner. I'm going through this. This was a shiur I gave once. I'm just taking out the highlights of it. There was another Mahalach in this Shaila that Rav Nosson Gestetner posited. And he said that he quotes one of the Achronim that maybe the mitzvah of blowing the shofar was mitzvah to the Kohanim. And the Kohanim whom we have nowadays, I don't want to offend anybody, but maybe the Kohanim that we have nowadays are not, they're only Chazaka that they're Kohanim. We don't have definitive proof that they're Kohanim, and therefore we only let them do what they're muksuk in doing. They're muksuk, Kohanim nowadays are muksuk in getting rishon and doing duchening. They're not muksuk to eat truma, therefore they don't eat truma. They're not muksuk to, I guess we also do pidyon haben. They're not muksuk to eat truma, they're not muksuk to do other things, and therefore also maybe they're not muksuk to blow the chatzotzros. And Rav Nosson Castellan says, wait a second. Why would you say that? I understand you don't want a Kohen of today to eat Shum, because if he's really not a Kohen, then he's going to be Chayiv Misa. I understand that. I understand that maybe you don't want a Kohen to do certain things because there's a risk. But what's the problem if you have a, let's say there's a Kohen, Mr. Kohen, and really, 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 he's not a Kohen. And he blew a shofar on a Tuesday morning, on a Sunday morning, because of a tzar in Eretz Yisrael. Is there anything wrong that happened? So why would you not rely? What are you saying? Oh, we don't really know if they're kohanim. And even if you're not sure, they only are mechzakim kohanim. They're not really bona fide, 100% confirmed kohanim. Doesn't matter. Either way, they should be. You have nothing to lose. What's wrong with it on a Sunday morning? A guy blows a horn. Maybe he's a kohen, so he should do it. So the Rav Nosson Castellan rejects that suggestion. I will finish this part of the discussion with Rav Moshe Sternbach. Rav Moshe Sternbach, who right now is a bezin of the Eda Charedis, and with his Ziknei Hapos Kamen Eretz Yisrael. I think he's over 100 years old now. Look what he says on the where I have that little arrow pointing. Look at that arrow. Well, if he's there, but Eretz Yisrael, hachiv who? Fine, maybe it's not a chutz source, but in Eretz Yisrael, hachiv who? Medina. We do have this minig, I guess. If you go to his minion, maybe Moshe Sternbach's minion, maybe they blow in shofar now today. The problem is, he says that it's not a din on every yachid. It's not that every yachid who goes to shul be'ez tzara has to blow shofar. It's a din on the tzibur. And therefore, if there's a tzibur that gathers for an ace tzara, they taka should blow shofar. That's what he comes out with. Again, I told you I only saw this once in my life, and it was taka very meaningful and very arousing to tshuva. And we should hopefully, in the zechus of at least learning the halachos of blowing shofar by ace tzara, Kodesh Baruch Hu should remove the ace tzara from our midst. That is our tefila and our avoda of learning the halachos to at least do what we can through the halachas.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.